This is an MUT Radio podcast.
My name is Sister Blosse from Umlazi D Clinic. So Umlazi D Clinic is just 5 kilometers away from Umangosuthu University of Technology.
Oh, never mind, guys. I'm going to tell you it's a halt, it's in Bilo. So today, conversation here to Izobigupi. Sister Blosh, is it okay if I call you like that?
Yes, it's okay. I'm Sister Blosse. Okay. So today, sila University of Technology at Umangosuthu. As I say, guting yepuma Umlazi D Clinic, I'm coming to introduce our facility. I'm sure everyone knows where is Umlazi D Clinic. It's around Ina Umlazi, and it's offering all the services. We are specializing in acute stream. MCWH, where we're taking care of a mother and a child, and also chronic diseases as a whole. We're including HIV, TB, hypertension, epilepsy, also with diabetes, but everything related with chronic. Acute condition, it's where we include all the minor elements, where someone is sick, also with emergency department. Today, I'm here at Umangosuthu Technology because we are offering mostly acute services. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying we are not taking chronic conditions, because there are kids that are coming from all over South Africa that are having chronic condition. We are also accepting them. We're encouraging them to go to their facilities that they were using before to get their transfer letters and come to our clinic. Because what we are emphasizing, that everyone need to continue with the treatment wherever you are.
It's just that manji, because see, like in Basin, it's easier to go to Gadi.
Yes.
Rather than going to Pizana. Imagine going to Pizana every time I need to fetch my pills. So yes, that is lovely. So acute is like your headache isn't doing like mini things.
Yes.
Oh.
Under acute, we emphasizing that even if it's a minor thing, you need to come to the clinic. Even if it's a headache, you'll find that the headache, it doesn't go alone. There's something that is underlying that headache. So we need to investigate more. Mm-hmm. We need to do HIV, HIV testing. We need to do the pregnancy test, because you find that our kids, they ended up going to an unauthorized department where they do their termination of pregnancy. We also do all the health education, where to go if you're having the problem. And we recently introduced the Lenacapavir, which is very good for the children. It's the PrEP injection that is offered to all our South African citizens that are living without that are not having HIV. Those that are tested negative. So that injection, it works very well. We've tested it. It was introduced in February, but it started 2 months ago. So you get that injection. On the first day you test negative. You get your 2 injections on the same day. Then you get 2 tablets at the same day. Then the previous day, at the same time where you took your tablet. Maybe if you took your tablet today at 11, tomorrow is 11 again. Then a month later, you come for retest, and then 6 months, you get your injection. So we feel like it's going to work better rather than taking tablet every day.
So basically, last for 6 months, I test today, I do the injection, I get the tablet today, and then pinning it as access. And then after that, it lasts 6 months. And
6 months.
So it's like similar to I'm a contraceptive la my pills. Konalawa 2 months or 3 months. So it's like that. But it would talk pause every day. But we are after scatters tea.
Yes.
Yes. I feel like that is gonna work for youth, because it's young na whatever. Umuntu says the argument. Their prep says go to, why am I going to drink pills? Ngivikele HIV. Ngizophuza every day. Masing HIV food. Ngizophuza every day. So it sounds like it's similar. So this, yeah, now I feel like it is going to work. So Nikon and I'm saying you can be seen for how long, like Nikon would sing us and need to ask more questions, my colleagues in this phone we booze.
Yes, we are available with Fountain. There is our team from AHF. We work together. We are having stakeholders that we work with. Today we are having AHF.
Oh, okay, good. That is lovely. That is lovely because umunye umuntu ngangawa sinokuthi asendele la radio because they feel like it's private. Nokuthi bahambe baye kunina to ask more questions, to get, yeah, be elaborated. Ukuthi baya kadima kunjani because you also have campus clinic. So I'm assuming in collaboration with Bon.
Yeah, we're having a good communication with the MUT clinic because some services you don't offer. Like chronic medication. So some of the students, they know that they need to come to us. We're also having the youth clinic. They're specializing with the children with 10 to 24 years. And we also have men's clinic where there is they offering from a young man, which is 18 and above. So where they feel comfortable to talk with the other men. And youth clinic, the sister that is working there, it's a young sister, so it's easy for them to speak with the sister that they feel like it's the same age. As much as it's not the same age, but she is young. They will relate better.
I think you mentioned into it that was talking about termination. Can you elaborate gangwane with termination? Because I feel like a lot of people are busy. Anything related to termination, where do you go? Is it legal?
First of all, they need to present themselves early in the facility. They register, they follow the protocol, they do the pregnancy test. Then we offer the options whether you want to keep the pregnancy or you want to terminate the pregnancy. If your choice is to terminate the pregnancy, then we write the letter to Prince Mshiyeni at GOPD. It's where it's done. So we discourage that they must use unauthorized clinics to do the termination of pregnancy. And it's individual choice. It's not the sister's choice.
So they're not forced. It's just that we are shooty. I would love to keep the baby or not.
Yes.
So Guba is Katsanganan. Is it like, in maximum, is it 4 months, so I was Uguza Ati. I've changed my mind. You think for 10 minutes, I feel like I'm not going to be able to do it. No matter who I'm a week. Come back, Anjan.
Yes, it's weeks. But the doctors, sometimes they're able to do 4 months. But the doctors, we refer from 1 week to 16 weeks, but up to 20 weeks.
All right.
Yes, 20 weeks is
the maximum. Yes. Oh, okay, cool. So, Masiyakati, do we wait and listen to what you are in collaboration with Campus Clinic? Masiyakati, Clinicati for our chronic diseases, do we wait in line or like the process of going
back? It depends. Sometimes if they come with the escort, there are students that they're coming with someone who's escorting them.
From MUT?
Yes, we do receive those clients. Sometimes they don't wait. Sometimes they do wait because they don't ask. So they just follow the line. The most important thing is to register. And then they get directed accordingly. Because you'll join the wrong line. Maybe you're going to chronic, and when we are for acute, or you're going to MCWH, where I said we're treating a mother and the child, we're including the pregnant woman. So the most important thing is to ask. Our securities are trained. They know the facility and they also the
That is lovely. That is lovely. Hopefully, I'm understanding you. Look, it's in a special treatment. You won't read in line. But yes, before we wrap it up, like a message you want to leave to the students, maybe encouraging them to come to the clinic, anything like that.
Okay. First of all, I want to encourage the student to stay safe. To Bazi Ukuti, why Bazi a University of Technology?
Yes.
Yini ebasuse emakhaya. And bacabanga ukuthi emakhaya bacabanga imvelaphi yabo. Also, angeke size siba control. Bazoqhubeka bazenza izinto. They will involve themselves, but they must ask. Also, they must ask for e-counseling. they must not join the wrong groups. We are not we are not coming here to judge them, but they must think whatever they're doing, they must make sure that they choose the group that is going to lead them into any ebebezele eMangosuthu University of Technology. Avoid drinking alcohol. Yes. They can, but not excessively.
Yes, 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 yes.
Unprotected sex. Since in several unprotected sex, if ufiki wenzeka ile kwenzeka waba wenza unprotected sex, tomorrow morning or same day you must run to the clinic, because you're preventing unwanted pregnancy, you're preventing HIV, you're preventing depression.
Yes, yes, yes. Depression that comes after knowing that you soon unplanned pregnancy, or you got the disease, or whatever the case is. Yes.
Sabangama.
This is a NUT Radio podcast.